Hi, and welcome to VoiceOver 101. I'm Anthony Reese. Lesson 1 begins with your microphone and its proper use. Let's start out with one of the most important issues, your microphone. Now, there's two different types of microphones that you can consider. One is the cheapo Radio Shack handheld microphone that you can get from a variety of different manufacturers that are really unfortunately used more for live performance, playing with your band, karaoke, or kind of just singing around the house into your computer system. Those are really more for live performance, and we don't suggest those for voiceovers. What you do want to look into is a fairly decent, low-cost condenser studio microphone. Musiciansfriend.com and other websites such as that offer a variety of condenser studio microphones for under a couple $100. You can look into them at musiciansfriend.com. Just go to microphones, condenser mics, and then sort them by lowest price, and you'll see you can get them for under $100 nowadays. You don't really have to invest too much at this point, so as long as it gets a good quality, clean signal to our recording equipment, that's all you care about. Meanwhile, if you don't have a good quality mic and you're just using the basics to get going, that's fine and dandy. Just make sure that you have a mic stand because, of course, you're going to need to have the microphone be hands-free when you actually start recording. The second thing you need to consider is the room noise. In order to get a good quality recording when you're voicing any kind of a voice track, you need to have a quiet room. You want to consider rooms that aren't too lively, have too much echo, hallways are bad, bathrooms are bad. Any room that has too much of an acoustical reverb is a no-no. You also want to try to find an area within that room that you select that is the quietest. Keep in mind that windows tend to have outside noises bleed in, such as lawnmowers and cars going by and the neighbor's dog that never stops barking. And other things like air vents and heater vents, those can make sounds as well. You also want to try to position the microphone in an area of the room about 10 feet away from the computer systems that you'll be recording. Overhead lights can also interfere, creating a buzz in the signal as well. So keep it in a corner of a room, an area 10 feet away from any potential noise source. Filters. There's nothing more important than putting a decent microphone filter in front of your mic. You can get these for $4 to $5 at Radio Shack or at Musician's Friend. They're $10 to $12. These are used to clear up any unnatural pops and peas and snap, crackle, and pops that happen to come out of you naturally or unnaturally. So look into a fairly decent little pop screen filter, as they're called. It'll save you quite a bit of problem later in the editing mode. Keep in mind that the actual distance that your microphone stand holds the microphone from your mouth should be about 5 to 7 inches from the windscreen. So, for example, if you put the windscreen on, as seen in this image, you want the microphone to be about 5 inches from the actual windscreen, and then you can typically get as close as you feel comfortable with to the windscreen. This will help establish some consistency in your distancing every time that you do a voiceover. This will come in real handy when you're doing redos, recuts, or recutting tracks where you don't want to record the whole track. You just want to punch in a piece or add something to it, keeping the sound and the quality consistent. If you get into a good habit of good microphone distance, it's a good thing to get into. As Martha would say, it's a good thing. And lastly, a decent pair of speakers. Every small recording suite needs to have a good quality pair of listening speakers. Headphones alone don't give a true representation of your voiceover track, so don't rely on those. They're great for listening, but they're really not that good for listening back and editing down voice tracks. So even a desktop pair of speakers, if they're fairly decent, that came with your computer, those should suffice, but consider spending $100 or so at your local pawn shop or at another website like Musician's Friend again, and invest down the road in a fairly decent pair of listening speakers for your investment. What you put in is what you're going to get out.
If you'd like to review this lesson, simply re-listen as often as you feel the need to. This concludes Lesson 1, Your Microphone and Proper Use.